96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Well, we know that Prince George's County Executive Rashearn Baker will no longer hold that position come next January, as his term will end. Term limits prevent him from holding on to the office. That means the county executive position is open, and Donna Edwards wants the job. The former congresswoman and U.S. senatorial candidate from Maryland joins us tonight to discuss her candidacy. The phone lines are open. This is your chance to ask Donna Edwards what you want to ask her about her candidacy for the county executive position in Prince George's County and all things political. We want to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open. You can also join us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or follow me on Twitter at Bramante. Congresswoman Edwards, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate having you here.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
So we'll start off. I'll just throw one right down the middle. Why do you want the job?
Well, thanks so much. It's a great question, and I think it's a great job, especially for somebody like me. I've lived in Prince George's County for 35 years now. I came as a young married person to Prince George's County. I've raised my son there, and I started out in local politics, if you will, organizing in my community around issues of development of the National Harbor. And since that time, obviously, I've gone on to Congress, but it's time for me to come back home now and really plant my feet on the ground to create the kind of innovation that I know can occur in Prince George's County, focused on development that really works for our contracting community, for our small businesses, and for the kind of growth that we need to see in the county, and for an education system that works for all children, no matter where they live, inside or outside of the Beltway. And then, of course, for accountability. I think one thing that people know about me is that I believe in accountability and transparency, and I think we haven't had enough of that in our county, and it's time for us to let the taxpayers know what it is that we're doing with their money, and then to do that in a responsible way.
And let me correct something. Rashearn Baker's term ends in 2019. I think I said January 2018. So he still will be around for a little while. A lot of issues going on in Prince George's County, especially this week, and schools is always right up there on the top of the list. So folks would want to know, Congresswoman Edwards, what would you do to lift up the Prince George's County school system? It is the richest majority African-American county or district in the nation. Yet of all of the school districts in the state, it is second from the bottom, only higher than Baltimore City. So that's a big job to lift that up. What would your plans be to address the schools? And so much that is going on now, we see with the school board in terms of test scores and graduations more specifically.
Well, thank you for the question, because as I said, one of the key components of my campaign and my leadership is education. And we know that if we don't have an education system that works for all of our children, where they can count on the grades that they get and that they graduate on time and are prepared for that next step, that we can't develop economically in the way that we need, that we can't attract big employers to come to Prince George's County. And so it's a fundamental, and it's more than half of our budget in the county. And I read that report. I've read the entirety of the report that was issued, the audit, last week. And it's devastating. And anybody that's jumping around celebrating, saying, well, they didn't find that we pressured anyone to change grades. Well, what they did find is that 5,500 grades were changed late into a student's senior year before they graduated, and many of those to increase their graduation. That we proclaim an 8% graduation rate and increased graduations since 2012. But if 5% of those are students whose grades were changed or for whom you can't find minimal graduation standards, I question the graduation rate increases. And so I think we have to deal with this, and we have to deal with it by being straight about what's going on and holding people in the system accountable. When I look at our school budget, what I see is a budget that, unlike other neighboring jurisdictions, is heavily weighted at the top and not enough teachers in the classroom, and teachers who are not paid in a way that they compete in the rest of the region. And so we will hemorrhage teachers to the other jurisdictions. Look, the D.C. public schools just, and Mayor Bowser just inked a deal with its teachers to increase their salaries substantially. And we have to be competitive in the region if we want really good teachers in every single classroom. I think our students deserve that. And for me, looking at the budget as I've done in detail, it's not about asking taxpayers for more money. It's about looking at that budget and seeing where that money is spent. And I would say we need to spend all of the dimes that we can find in the classroom with the teachers. We have teachers going out and buying school supplies and other kinds of things, and that's not acceptable for student success. And you know what? There's not a single report that evaluates education and says you get a better education for students if you have a great superintendent and you have a certain structure on a school board. No. Every single report about education says that you have more teachers in the classroom, you lower class sizes, and you make sure that every child has a quality teacher in that classroom. Those are the things that we need to focus on, and I believe that we can. And frankly, although I wasn't a big fan of restructuring the board so the superintendent reports to the CEO, the fact is that he does. And when I become county executive in Prince George's County, it isn't going to just be reporting. It's going to be accountability for the entire system and for our parents, our teachers, and our students.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are speaking with former Congresswoman Donna Edwards. She is a candidate for the county executive position in Prince George's County. The phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. Questions, comments? The Representative Edwards is here to take your calls. Let's go to Tony calling from Capitol Heights. Go right ahead, Tony.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, as I'm sure the lady knows, that Prince George's County is one of the highest tax areas in the state of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, what is her position on the 16th amendment of the original Constitution?
And what the 16th amendment, and what amendment are you talking about, Tony? In reference to what?
Hey, if you're running for office, these should be facts that you should know.
Well, unless you can tell us to help us understand what amendment you're talking about, but we appreciate your call. Did you want to address that?
Hi, Tony. Thanks for joining us this evening. What I will tell you is, yes, we are one of the highest tax jurisdictions in the country, and that our taxes should mean that we get the benefit of the bargain. And so let me just share with you that my goal as county executive in Prince George's County is not to come back and ask the taxpayers for more money if we can't demonstrate that we spent the resources that they've sent to us in Prince George's County. You know, it's almost a $4 billion. It's a $4 billion budget. Half of that is spent in schools. And so we owe the accountability for that. When we do development projects, we owe accountability for how those development projects proceed, whether developers are putting money and resources back into our community, whether our local businesses are getting the contracts that come from the development in the county. It's one of the reasons for accountability that I've said from the outset that I am not in any way, shape, or form taking developer money. It's caused Prince George's County too much. I mean, we know the problems that it's caused, and I think that we have to have a county executive who comes to the executive's office with clean hands and says, you know what, we're going to have fair deals, we're going to have fair contracting, we're going to have openness and transparency and accountability for the taxpayers, because, Tony, you deserve to know that your tax dollar is being spent in an appropriate way.
Thank you so much for your call, Tony. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I know that you promote, one of your attributes is that you are independent. you know, whether when you were in Congress. And I know for some kind of thought, well, maybe that didn't always work for her best when she was a congressperson, because I know there was some criticism that, well, maybe she's too much out there on her own and doesn't really work within the party like she should. What do you think of that criticism? Is there any validity to it?
No, when I describe myself as independent, what I mean is that I'm an independent thinker. I mean, as I just described here with the report that was released about the school budget, it's a couple of hundred pages. I sat down and I read the report because I think that when you offer a critique or an idea about change, that you ought to study the details. And I'm a person who studies the details because I'd like to be informed before I set about my decision-making. That's the way I've approached my job in Congress. It's the way I did my work before I came to Congress, and it's the way I'm going to do my work as county executive.
All right. We've got the phone lines lit up, and we want to get as many calls as we can in for you, Congresswoman Edwards. Let's go to Lanice calling from Temple Hills. Go right ahead, Lanice.
Thank you. Hi, Congresswoman. I know that you've probably seen in Montgomery County they just voted to increase the minimum wage to $15. Is that something you support? If so, how do you think we can get that done in Prince George's County?
Well, thank you so much for that question. And I think if you look at what's happened here in the district and in Montgomery County, I believe that we're a region. And I believe that the people who get up and go to work and do the hardest work that you can imagine should be paid a living wage. I think $15 an hour helps to get us there. And frankly, at $15 an hour, I mean, I was a proponent of a $15 an hour minimum wage, one of the original co-sponsors when I was in the House of Representatives. And I think that this will be a boon for us, because when people are paid a wage, they put that money back into the economy. They go out and they buy things, they demand services, they buy dishwashers and washing machines and all of the rest of it. And so I think that that will help us to have a county where everybody can do well, meet their responsibilities and obligations, and participate in our economy.
Thank you so much for your call, Lanice. John, Wanda, and Adam, stay on the line. The music is playing. That means we have to go to break, but we are going to come back. If you're on the line, stay with us. Congresswoman Donna Edwards is here. She's talking about her candidacy for county executive of Prince George's. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown is next on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back on the SiriusXM side with former Congresswoman Donna Edwards. Join us. Daily Drum on HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Tonight, our guest is former Congresswoman Donna Edwards. She is a candidate for the county executive position in Prince George's County, and she is taking your questions and calls. She is in studio, but the phone lines are open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Congresswoman Edwards is answering any and all questions. She didn't come in with any sort of position saying you can't ask me this. So this is your chance to talk to someone who has served in Congress and is now running for county executive in Prince George's. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. Wanda calling from Lanham, Maryland. Go right ahead, Wanda.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Good evening to the both of you. My question is, I'm a paraplegic, and I'm looking at affordable housing in Prince George's County. What will you be doing about housing that's made affordable for persons with low income in Prince George's County?
Well, thank you very much, Wanda, for that question. I think housing is one of our, really tremendous challenges in the county. I mean, we have, you know, very, very high-end housing and great for people who can live there. But we also have a lot of metro stops that have been undeveloped around our county, and where we need to reinvest in those communities that are there and reinvest in affordable housing. And I think that the way that you do housing is you mix housing needs. I mean, it's some of these of these areas, particularly around the Beltway, they are places where you can have a combination of housing, where you have some that is higher end, some that's in the middle, and some that's affordable for somebody who may be challenged physically and or may have other kinds of challenges. And I think that in a county like ours, we actually have the potential to do that. We have the vision to be able to do that. And so I look forward to creating the multiple kinds of housing needs that are necessary in Prince George's County to have a thriving Prince George's County, to have a place where people can live, work, and play, and where they don't have to go and live someplace else and work in our county. And I think that we have the obligation to do it. And frankly, for some of the developers who are, you know, Prince George's County is a place of great land and affordability to be able to develop. And I think we have the potential to work with our developers. So if you're developing housing at one end of the economic spectrum, that you can put in the till to develop at the other end of the economic spectrum and cover all of those needs.
Now, you had mentioned earlier that you are not taking developer money. So are developers afraid of your candidacy, you believe?
Well, they shouldn't be, and especially if they want to do the right thing by our communities and make money. If you look at Prince George's County and compared to other areas of the region, there's almost no place else to go because those other areas are built out. And so Prince George's is a place of opportunity. But with that comes responsibility. And, for example, I believe in doing community benefits kinds of agreements with developers so that we understand that when we're providing resources and tax incentives for infrastructure and other parts of the development need, that the developer also has to contribute to our community. In some communities, that means building schools, recreation centers, and roads, and serving other kinds of needs. And so it's up to us to define that. And I think that we have to have a county executive, and I know that I will be one, who is able to hold the line on those things that are important to all of the members of our community. And it's a win-win. When I was, before I came into Congress and I worked in the community as an advocate, I mean, I worked with our neighbors to really develop National Harbor in a way that it would be a benefit to the community. If you recall, when the developers first wanted to do it, they actually wanted to put Disney World over there. Well, that would have been a disaster for our community. And so I joined with other community advocates and really pressured the developer to do what was right. And now we have a development that is a showcase for the community. And that happens when you're able to work together and press for your needs and then come up with a negotiation. And so I'm not beyond negotiation with developers, but it has to be a win-win for our county, for our taxpayers, and for the development community.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our guest tonight, former Congresswoman Donna Edwards. She is a candidate for the county executive position in Prince George's. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Adam calling from Tacoma Park. Go right ahead, Adam.
Hello. Yes, Congresswoman, thank you for your time. And I understand you're speaking about development. And I just kind of wanted to turn the conversation back to developing our students. I'm an educator in Prince George's County. And you mentioned D.C. public schools, and namely how successful they have been as of late of supporting teachers. I work at a charter school, and I just wanted to know what's your opinion of charter schools in Prince George's County?
Well, we do have some charter schools in Prince George's County, but what I will say is this. The overwhelming majority of our students are educated in traditional public schools, and so we have to make sure that those public schools work. And that is not to take away from some of the charter schools that exist in Prince George's County, but that is not a solution for the vast majority of students in our school system. And so what I would like to see us do is to make a real investment in those classrooms. In fact, if you look over the last several years, we have a record number of substitutes who are in our classrooms. There are kids who are going to school and in core classes, in an English class, they've had substitutes the entire year long. Well, you cannot expect students to meet their highest level of success in that kind of environment. And so I want to make sure that we have a quality teacher in every classroom, that we expand the number of teachers that we have teaching in the classroom, that we lower class sizes, and those are the kinds of things that will contribute to the overall success of all of our students. And I know that we can do that. We have the resources in our school system to be able to do that.
Thank you so much, Adam, for your call. Let's go back to the phone lines. John calling from Capitol Heights, Maryland. Your question or comment for Congresswoman, or former Congresswoman, rather, Donna Edwards, candidate again for county executive in Prince George. Let's go right ahead, John.
Yes, well, good evening, and thank you for taking my call, Congresswoman. I wanted to know your take on small businesses in the PG County area. Particularly, I am, you know, a new business owner this past year. I'm also in education, and so I see a lot of the money that we try to put into education being stripped, you know, to different resources in the community. And I'm not sure if our students in PG County are getting, you know, those elite services, and we're not providing the services to them to be successful. So I wanted to look at your, you know, opinion on small businesses relatively around education.
Well, thank you very much for your question, John. I mean, I think that, one, you have to look at our small business community. Prince George's County has a robust number of small businesses in our county. But we also need to make sure that they get the benefit of the bargain. And so what I mean by that is that in Prince George's County, we have an awful lot, millions of dollars actually in contracting that goes out. We have to open up the playing field and open up the doors so that those opportunities redound to the benefit of small businesses in Prince George's County. And that means through the school system as well. And that is why I talk about transparency and accountability, because it seems to me that if you're a small business in Prince George's County, you're trying to do business with our school system, you ought to be able to compete for the tax dollars that are your tax dollars, my tax dollars in Prince George's County. It doesn't mean that we won't let contracts to others, you know, around the Beltway or in the region, but we want to make sure that Prince George's County small businesses get the benefit of that bargain. And that's true whether you're talking about transportation dollars, information technology dollars, all of the rest of it. We have an enormous amount of resources to be able to go to our small businesses. And you know what our small businesses do? They hire in our community. Our small businesses are the ones who hire that young man or woman who needs and deserves a second chance. Our small businesses are the ones that invest in our communities. They work with our students. They work in our schools. And so we ought to make sure as taxpayers that we're undergirding the work that they do.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our guest tonight is former Representative Donna Edwards. She is a candidate for the Prince George's County executive position. She is running for the Democratic nomination. You would be going from Congress, where you served 8 years. Have that correct? Eight and a half years. And you're one of 400. I should know this, teaching American history, the exact number, but I can't remember.
Well, 435 plus the delegates.
Thank you. 435. You're one of many. Now you would be the executive in charge. That's a big change. What are your thoughts on that? Is that something that you've always thought about? I want a position where the buck stops here, instead of being one of many, a little fish in a big pond instead of a big fish in a smaller pond.
Well, I had the privilege of representing the 4th Congressional District in Maryland for 8.5 years, and I would not trade that privilege and that opportunity for anything. But I also, before I came into Congress, I had 20-some years of executive experience before that, working in the nonprofit sector and organizations that I helped to create and to grow that were became national organizations, and a national philanthropy. I mean, I ran a foundation, a small family foundation with a $70 million corpus, giving grants to organizations all across the country. I think over the time that I was running the foundation, I oversaw giving grants of about $50 million away. And so I've had that kind of executive experience, and I'm looking forward to translating that prior executive experience along with my experience in Congress, really knowing how the cogs work, you know, where it is that we can go for federal dollars and grants, working with our colleagues and folks on the Hill to get transportation dollars that need to come into our metro system and into our transportation system, and converting that public policy experience in the Congress to meet the needs of people right in my home in Prince George's County.
Did you miss having that executive I don't want to say power, but sort of having a heavier hand when you're executive, a little bit more hands-on. Did you miss that as being one of 434 or 35?
I did. I had plenty of opportunities for leadership when I was in the Congress. When I left Congress, I was actually on the leadership team mm-hmm. of Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. But what I will say is that I love my county, and I believe that we have such enormous potential, and I want to help us realize the fullest of potential. And I think the way to do that is as county executive working with the county council. I mean, this is not a, you know, sort of one person just does everything, but a county executive sets the tone and gives the leadership and the guidance and the implementation, working with a county council so that we're all on the same page, and then translating that into the work that we need to do with our delegation in Annapolis so that we get our just desserts from Annapolis. And I believe that I have my fingers on the pulse of our county. I look, for example, at our municipalities. We have a lot of municipalities. When I was in Congress, I worked closely with them. I understand what they need from a county executive as well. And so I'm looking forward to providing that kind of leadership and providing the kind of accountability and transparency that I believe taxpayers deserve. And when they say the buck stops in Upper Marlboro at the desk of the county executive, I will wear that, not as a burden, but accepting the responsibility that the taxpayers have given me.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. That is the voice of Donna Edwards, former congresswoman, and she is now a candidate for county executive in Prince George's. Back to the phone lines. We'll go to Joseph calling from Largo. Go right ahead, Joseph.
Hello, Ms. Donna Edwards. How are you doing?
Hi, Joseph.
I represent a large population that come home every year from prison, returning citizens. One of the issues that I'm having is finding employment. What are your plans for those of us who are coming home from prison seeking gainful employment, not just employment to say we have a job, but gainful employment that will keep us out of the lifestyle of crime? And also, our neighboring city, Washington, D.C., has an office for returning citizens affairs. Would you be opposed to creating a office for returning citizens on the executive level?
I would not, and I will tell you, Joseph, during the time that I was in Congress, I focused actually my work in the congressional office very heavily on returning citizens. In fact, out of my congressional office, we started a roundtable for organizations that were serving our returning citizens. I created job fairs and specifically went to attract employers to come to my job fair every single year who are offering employment to returning citizens. Look, when people get out of prison and jail and they've served their time, they don't go someplace else. They come back into our communities. And the question that I always raise is, how are we going to enable them to come back so that we can restore their voting rights, get them participating in their civic responsibility with a job, paying taxes, and contributing to the community? And when we do that, to me, that's a crime reduction strategy. When we provide education for those returning citizens and job training, that's a crime prevention strategy. And so that's how I look at it, Joseph. And I look forward to working with all of our citizens, including our returning citizens, to make sure that they can fully participate in the lifeblood of Prince George's County.
Thank you so much for your question, Joseph. Donna Edwards is our guest tonight on Insight. We will continue our conversation with the former congresswoman right after. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Tonight, our guest is former Congresswoman Donna Edwards. She is a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the county executive position in Prince George's County. And tonight, we were talking all things issues Prince George's County, as well as the former congresswoman's views on issues in the county and outside of the county. So we have a few minutes, and we'll try to get to that to broaden the conversation a little bit. But we'd also still like to hear from you, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open. Former Congresswoman Edwards is here to take all callers and comers. Donna Edwards, you are the former co-founder of the National Network to End Domestic Violence. You ran that foundation for 3.5, 4 years. That is a big issue in Prince George's County. Can you talk a little bit about your views, not so necessarily on the issue per se, but how it relates to Prince George's County and how the county is dealing with that?
Well, I'm glad that you raised that. You know, we've actually had a greater number of domestic violence homicides in Prince George's County than compared to the previous year. And so it remains a problem. And I think we've done a lot to try to deal with those. But two things that I would do as county executive that are absolutely necessary, and that is to build two new shelters in Prince George's County. We have one in the central part of the county, but it's the only one that we have, and not with enough beds to deal with, you know, mostly women who have children and, you know, don't need to take them out of their region and neighborhood and school. And I think that that has to be a priority for
What's stopping more being built?
Well, that's such a good question because it's a relatively actually low cost for the benefit. But I really appreciate the work that's being done by the Family Crisis Center. I know that I've donated to them any number of times. And, you know, we have the new Family Justice Center, but mm-hmm. we need two new shelters. The one in the Central County, if you're in South County or you're in North County, that just really does not serve you. And especially if you're in the dire circumstance of having to leave your home with your children and all of your belongings. And so I think at a minimum, we have to do that and continue to provide the education, outreach, and services for victims and survivors of domestic violence. And if you look at our prison population, I've visited prisons and I've asked them, raise your hand. And almost every single person says they're a victim that or a survivor, that they experienced domestic violence themselves or that they were a perpetrator. And so I believe it's one of those things that's a root cause and we need to get to it because it's learned behavior and it can be unlearned.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our guest tonight in studio is Donna Edwards, former congresswoman representing the state of Maryland, Prince George's County, and parts of Anne Arundel County and parts of Montgomery County. Did I get all of that in?
That's right, at different times.
That's right. And now she is running for county executive in Prince George's. So we'll go back to the phone lines. Yvonne calling from Lake Arbor. Go right ahead, Yvonne.
Yes, Ms. Edwards. How you doing?
Good evening.
Thank you for taking my call. I know you were talking earlier about Prince George's County, and I am a transport driver for Prince George's County. And I guess my views on it was like, I know you were saying like lowering the classrooms and making sure the teachers get more benefits. But it seemed like mostly everybody that's coming in, they always, everything is going towards the teachers. They're not even looking at the people who transport the kids to the school. Because if the teachers don't have transport, you know, if the kids can't get to the school, then the teachers can't do their job. And so my view on it is like, I want to know what would you do as far as like helping the drivers out, getting more pay and getting more respect from the county because while we are drivers, they look at us like we are the lowest people on the totem pole of Prince George's County.
Well, Yvonne, thank you very much. And first of all, thank you very much for the work that you do getting our children from home to school and school to home safely. And I do believe, I mean, for many students, the first person in the relationship they have is with the driver who picks them up. And so I think that the work that you do and the role that you play for our students is incredibly important. And I suppose I use shorthand when I say educators in the classroom. And really what I mean are all of those people who are on the front lines of taking care of the education, the staff, the educators in the classroom, the drivers in the school. And I think that our school system and its budget are too heavily weighted at the top in the administrative levels. And in fact, if you compare it to other systems, it's more heavily weighted than any other system. And I would say wholesale, take those resources and put them down on the ground with the people who are directly interacting with our students. And I think that we will get a better bang for the education buck to do that.
Now, Congresswoman, that sounds like cutting jobs. Yes.
Well, what it sounds like is looking at the budget that we have and orienting it so that the resources go where we know through study after study is what improves student success. And our goal is about our students. Our goal is about making sure that the grades they get are the ones that they have earned, and making sure that those grades translate into vocational and technical training, apprenticeships, and college preparation. And if we're not doing that, we're not doing our job. And I believe that our budget, if you compare it with other jurisdictions, we're spending relatively the same amount, not exactly the same per pupil, but the money is going to different places. And so I would argue that before you ask taxpayers, as you know some have done, asking taxpayers for another whatever percent to go into the school system, we need to look at where the money is going, where it's being spent, and make sure that it's oriented towards student success. And that means with those people who are directly interacting with students so that we can improve their success in the classroom.
And we do know current County Executive Rashern Baker had supported a tax increase that specifically went towards schools. The citizens did not support that at the ballot. Let's go back to the phone lines, and Charlene calling from Upper Marlboro. Go right ahead, Charlene.
Good evening. To my Zetasaur Edwards, I am really glad to have this opportunity, and thank you for being on the show. I'm very, very interested in the topic of domestic violence. I've been working in the county in that regard, and I'm really happy to hear that you would like to build two new shelters, sorely needed. Along that line, as you talked about being able to unlearn some of the behavior, do you have any thoughts? I'd like to know if you have any thoughts on working within the school systems to help educate our youth about domestic violence. Some of what I find is that it's learned even from their youth, and young people are exposed to domestic violence, so they become adults who are engaged either as victims or abusers. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Thanks very much. And to my soror, Zeta Phi Beta Incorporated, it's so glad to hear from you. I'm so glad to hear from you. Let me just say this. When I worked on issues more directly on domestic violence at the National Network to End Domestic Violence, we actually worked to get federal programs that would be available to schools and school systems so that we could begin to teach young people about how to have healthy relationships. And that means healthy relationships in every respect, because it is learned behavior. And sometimes what a child sees in the home becomes either violent behavior or becomes being the victim of violence. And so it's really important that we address those issues earlier. Now, our schools can't do everything. We want them to do English and math and the core courses, but we also want them to learn how to be healthy adults. We have a very, very strong group of advocacy organizations all through the county. Because I come out of the nonprofit sector, one of the things that I did when I was in Congress is I instituted a set of seminars to train nonprofit advocates to grow and strengthen their nonprofit so that they could really provide the kind of resources and services that we need in the county. If you look at Prince George's County and compare us around the Beltway, our nonprofit organizations in the county are not supported in the same way, either by philanthropy or by corporations, which would help them provide those kind of services in the county. And so I would begin to look to that nonprofit sector to offer up some of those services to the schools and students in classrooms so that we could begin to meet our needs. And each one of us plays a role and has a responsibility in making sure that our young people grow up to have healthy relationships and understand when no means no, and understand that the way to resolve a conflict is not to fight.
Thank you so much, Charlene, for your call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We still have a few more minutes to sneak in a call or two. Representative Edwards, you ran for the U.S. Senate recently and did not win. Chris Van Hollen was the victor. In your concession speech, it was an interesting speech. It was a powerful speech. And in that speech, you said something to the effect that no longer will we have candidates or folks coming into basically African-American churches, giving a speech, trying to get votes, and then zipping out, and we don't see them again. The music's playing, but I want you to try to squeeze in very quickly. Are you still seeing that, and is that something that you will challenge if you become a county executive in Prince George's?
Well, what I can say is that all across the country, and including in Maryland, women of color, people of color are stepping up. They're running and they're winning elective office. They're not waiting to be asked, but they're doing it. And by the way, people can contact me at donnaforprincegeorges.org and join me on December 2nd at Oxon Hill Manor for our big holiday party.
And can you give them one more time how they can contact you, Congresswoman?
You can contact me at donnaforprincegeorges.org, and that's Saturday, December 2nd at Oxon Hill Manor, and bring a perishable food item.
All righty. Well, this was a quick 45 minutes, and I had plenty more questions for you, so I couldn't get them all in. Former Congresswoman Donna Edwards, we thank you so much for joining us. She is a candidate for the Prince George's County executive position, and she is running on the Democratic ticket. The way the numbers are in Prince George's, usually if the Democrat wins, usually it looks pretty good in the general election, but things can always change. So thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the Daily Drum on HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, November 9th. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Have a great night.